Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 48. Today, JR asks, I heard you say, practice various writing techniques while writing short stories, which is where I need your help. I've tried writing short stories and always end up writing novels, even when I wanted short story-length works. What is the trick to write a short story that doesn't unintentionally become a novel? Well, JR, there's a whole bunch of different ways. I talked about granularity in an earlier episode, and there's another question about that coming up soon, so I won't touch on that here. Instead, I'll talk about stakes and scope. Edgar Allan Poe, unarguably one of the early American masters of the short story form, said that the ideal length of a tale was one that could be read in a single sitting. And that's more or less the definition of a short story. You want to create a journey for your reader that lasts long enough that they will be fully transported from their armchair, and short enough that they won't have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of it. Managing the length is frequently about managing the scope and complications. Anytime you've got a story in which something could happen, you've got a number of ways that the story could go. Some of them will lead down long, dark roads that you will take a long time to work yourself back out of, and that the character will be severely tested and have to make a number of other decisions in order to come out the other end okay. Others are of a shorter, more constrained nature. The Telltale Heart, for example, one of the best short stories ever written, is about a guy who is driven mad by his landlord's deformed eyeball, begins having delusions about it, kills the man, buries him under the floorboards, and then is driven crazy by his delusions of the beating of the heart beneath the floorboards. And he becomes convinced that other people can hear it, so when the cops come around and ask him what happened to his landlord, he entertains them, regales them, enjoys their company, serves them drinks, and then eventually can't keep up the pretense anymore because the pounding of the heart in his ears, which is of course his own heart and his own guilt, finally pushes him to a breaking point, and he tears up the floorboards and confesses, and that's the end of the story. Now, if Poe had wanted to turn that into a novel, he could have extended the sequence of events leading up to the murder. He could have increased the number of relationships and characters that had a chance of either participating in the murder or finding out about it afterwards. And he could have extended the sequence of events after the murder by having the man brazen it through the interview with the cops and feel like he had escaped, only to then come slowly unraveled because of other things later and play back into the hands of the cops at the end. Instead of doing all this, Poe gave us a short story that can be read in a single sitting, where that entire sequence of events happens in an efficient, quick way on a small scale. A short story, if you're having trouble with length, one of the ways to sort of learn the rhythms of a short story is to imagine that you're writing a one-act play. Limit your environments, limit your characters, limit your options so that the sequence of events plays out in a constrained way and you reach a resolution at the end. If you're lost at finding out what kind of stakes you can do in a short story and make that work, there's two things you need to do. One is that you need to read short stories. If you're trying to write short stories and you've never read any of them, or you haven't read any since high school, you're doing it wrong. You don't know what you're shooting for. You've got no way to get there aside from by blind chance fumbling in the dark. You need to consume short stories. Read current short stories and read older short stories by some of the masters of the form. Stuff from the pulp era, like Cornell Woolrich, who wrote short stories that inspired a number of films you've seen. Stuff by O. Henry and Saki, who were fantastic short storytellers that sort of cemented the form after Poe in the American consciousness. Read stuff by Edgar Allan Poe, ignore the antiquated language, and just revel in the structure and the drive and the emotion in those stories. Check out contemporary stuff from the year's best anthologies, or if you've got more of a genre mindset, pick up a Fiction River anthology that's a series put out by WMG Publishing. I've actually got a short story in one of their upcoming volumes called Visions of the Apocalypse, which was a fun story. Pick up short stories by authors that you like. I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you've got some passing familiarity with my fiction, and I've got a number of short stories available as well as a couple of collections. Sink your teeth into short stories in a massive way. Get familiar with the form. You'll start to develop a feel for how short stories work in terms of structure. Another way, and this is a more didactic way than that, but another way is to study and write a few practice stories to the Lester Dent plot formula. The Lester Dent short story plot formula, you can find it by Googling Lester Dent short story plot formula. It is a document that he wrote for a pulp magazine at some point, or he may have written it for his own benefit, laying out how a good pulp adventure story of 6,000 words needed to proceed. And it's basically a three-act structure, if I remember correctly, laying down what needs to happen by each increment of 2,000 words and all the different stuff that goes into it. Try writing a few stories to the Lester Dent formula. I find it a very good exercise to return to myself when I start to have too many short stories escaping and turning into novels. There's a wonderful focusing and constraining power that Lester Dent would know about as one of the most prolific authors of all time. So those are some ideas, and if you're really not wanting to read short stories, shame on you. If you're writing them, you should read them at least occasionally. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing? But you can get away with consuming them in the form of television episodes like The Twilight Zone or any of the current non-serial television dramas that are out there. Because something that'll translate to the screen in 45 minutes is inherently a short story length story. So I hope that helps. It gives you some resources to go continue your own education. And I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.